Blog Talk Radio.
She told me with his grace, 'cause I'm giving my all. Without him, you can never win. With him, ain't no way you can lose. And all the two that you can serve, who you gonna choose? Can't you see that I'm a changed man? That wing of salvation rolls right over me. Rearranged man, clean slate, Lord knows I can plainly see that threw me a lifeline.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspirational Talk with Tenille, the show that promotes inspirational leaders from various walks of life. Whether authors, artists, entrepreneurs, or business owners, all have positive messages geared to encourage and empower others. I'm your host, international award-winning author, Tenille Jackson. For information on my books, feel free to visit my website at www.tenillesdos.org. That's www.tenealstodos.org. And if you're an author interested in learning how to succeed in the literary industry, feel free to visit the website for my organization, Authors Promoting Success, at www.weareaps.com. Today I have a very great show for you. I had the opportunity to interview ahead of time songwriter and musician Robert Marsilia. He is with the band The Next Generation of Soul, and so I hope that you enjoyed this interview. And until next time, you can friend me on Facebook, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, and even follow me on Twitter at TJ Monique. And if you haven't already done so, please follow Inspirational Talk with Tenille by going to blogtalkradio.com/author TJ. So here is my interview with songwriter and musician with The Next Generation of Soul, Mr. Robert Marsilia. Enjoy.
Welcome to a very special episode of Inspirational Talk with Tenille, and I am your host, and my guest for today is a musician. He's been playing with The Next Generation of Soul, and he's on to talk with us today. In fact, he is the writer of the music for I'm a Changed Man, which is the song for my intro of the show. So I'm very ecstatic to be interviewing today none other than Mr. Bob Marsilia. How you doing today, Bob?
I am doing great, Tenille. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, not just for coming on to the show, but for writing that song. Is absolutely one of my favorites and giving me the permission to use it for my intro.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure.
Well, you know what? I've given the listeners a little bit of information about who you are in terms of your bio, but if someone was to ask you, who is Bob Marsilia, what would you respond?
I would say that the most important thing that people should know is that I'm a follower of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would say a modern-day disciple, and we are doing our very best to spread God's message of salvation, mercy, and grace through our music. And so our band, which formerly was just doing cover music for many years, we're just now doing our own original Christian music that hopefully communicates to people's hearts and opens their hearts and minds to the good news about Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what, and I definitely want to applaud you in that. And, you know, we may have some musicians that's listening to the interview on today, and so I want to go into something. You said that you initially started playing cover music. Can you just give us a little bit of background on what that means?
Yes, absolutely. So the band, The Next Generation of Soul, I started back in 1997 after playing in various bands along the Jersey Shore for probably a decade prior to that. In 97, I decided to start my own band, and what I did was I pulled the best musicians from different projects that I worked in,
mm-hmm.
As well as, you know, not only were they best musicians, but people that I really enjoyed working with, spending time with, and making music with. And we formed this band, and the idea of the band back then, Tennille, was to do weddings, corporate parties, nightclubs, primarily high-end stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a successful project. And we worked up and down the East Coast. We did weddings for a guy on the Boston Celtics years ago. And we opened for B.B. King, which is probably the pinnacle of our cover days.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at the Count Basie Theater, the hallowed Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. And that was a huge privilege for us. But cover music is essentially just performing other people's music. So we did, a lot of R&B stuff, everything from James Brown and Wilson Pickett, up through the 70s. And, we even did some big band swing and blues and stuff like that. So we were always had our roots in R&B, but we covered other genres as well, as I mentioned. And that's really how the band started. And, it's evolved. You know, a lot of that was based on the Holy Spirit working through me, compelling me to start writing original Christian music. There was something that was telling me that this, I wasn't just supposed to be doing, cover music and staying out in bars till 3 a.m. and that kind of thing. So I started writing music, and I'm going to say somewhere around 2008,
mm-hmm.
I think it was, we began recording our original project was a full-length album, and it took about 4 years to complete that.
Wow.
And that's all original Christian music, and that's what we're performing now. And the song that you came to hear, which is I'm a Changed Man, that's not on our first album. That's a new song that we recently recorded and made our first truly professional video from that song.
Wow. So I really feel privileged to be able to have a hold of that. I mean, because that's really something special. And I definitely want to let anyone that's listening right now know we're listening to an interview with Bob Marsilia. He is a musician, and he's the writer of the song I'm a Changed Man. That's not his only song, but you guys have heard that because it's what plays for my introduction. And you can actually go to YouTube to view that video that he just spoke of, their first video. So if you go to YouTube and in the keyword search type in I'm a Changed Man, Next Generational Soul, you too will be able to view that video. And I want to also give you all his website, so if you want to hear more about Next Generational Soul, all you have to do is go to their website at www.nextgenerationofsoul.com. That's www.nextgenerationofsoul.com. Now, Bob, you were saying about how you made the transition pretty much from secular to a gospel, a spiritual realm. And so I want to ask you, how difficult was that? Was it difficult for you to make that change, to go from playing venues where you were in clubs and bars and things like that to where now you're just pretty much playing gospel music? Was that a difficult transition for you to make?
You know, I would tell you, Tennille, that not at all. And, with God in your heart, you can do anything that you want to do, and it just felt right.
Mm-hmm.
To leave that behind and to do what we're compelled to do by the Holy Spirit. So really was, surprisingly easy to make the transition. Right now we're more of a recording project than anything else. We're just enjoying the process of going into the studio and recording original music. What's interesting is I hadn't, never written a song.
Wow.
Before starting on that journey to create a whole new album of original Christian material,
mm-hmm.
and never thought I could write a song, never knew I had the ability to do it. So how the process works with us is I, you know, sit up in my bedroom and with a spiral notebook and a pen, and I start writing, and the melody kind of fills my head, and eventually, it takes, you know, time, but eventually I have a melody and lyrics. At
mm-hmm.
that point, I bring in one of the most talented members of our band, and that's Lenny Underwood, who is the keyboard player in our band, but he's also a wonderful, wonderful arranger. He was Harry Belafonte's musical director.
Wow.
He's worked with everybody, and that's an interesting story in itself, because obviously, you know, this is something that I consider to be sort of a God thing. I didn't know Lenny. He subbed for my keyboard player years ago on a wedding up in upstate New York somewhere, or northern New Jersey. I can't even remember exactly where it was. And I knew he was a great player, and Ricky Collins, our lead vocalist, gave me the contact information, and we were in need of a sub, and he came in, did the gig, and, you know, just did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of lost contact, and during that gig, in a conversation with Lenny, he mentioned to me that he had done some arranging work and had a wonderful resume. And when I started writing these Christian songs, I asked Ricky Collins, our lead vocalist, once again for Lenny's number, because I had misplaced it. And I reached out to Lenny, and I said, I have these songs, and I need someone to arrange them for the full band, and that's not really in my skill set, and
mm-hmm.
I knew it wasn't Lenny's. Lenny and I, you know, had about a half-hour conversation. During that conversation, he made it known to me that he, too, was a Christian anchored in the faith believer.
Wow.
And, you know, to me, that's not a coincidence.
Exactly.
That's a God thing.
Yeah.
You know, putting him in my path,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa, so that we might have a collaboration. So Lenny, what he does is he takes my melodies and my lyrics, and he builds this wonderful arrangement for the entire band. We have a 12-piece band.
Wow.
And that's, again, not anything I could do. That's his skill set, and it would take me two lifetimes to do what he does. So although I write the songs, without his arrangements, they're nothing. He is such an important part of this process. And so I invite him to my home, and Ricky Collins, our vocalist, and I say, hey, here's the song that I'm working on, and I'll either play it on my trumpet or I'll sing it. And, you know, from there, Lenny brings his mobile studio, and we'll rough out a very rough vocal with Ricky, and then Lenny will take that back to his real studio, and develop an arrangement. And then he'll email sound files to me, and I'll say, well, I'm really looking for more of this kind of a sound than that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could tweak it a little, and back and forth we'll go, right? And
mm-hmm.
then eventually we'll come up with something that we both like. At that point, we make charts out for the whole band and go into the studio with the 12-piece band and record it. And that's how we do it. Now, again, it's a lot different than how a lot of other songwriters may work. But it seems to be working for us, and you know, the final product that we've been able to produce, whether it's the video that you saw or our first album, you know, we've been more than thrilled. It's outpaced our wildest expectations. So that, you know, if you're gathered in His name and trying to glorify Him, and that's all this project is about, good things will happen. So, getting back to your original question, was it a tough transition? It was actually a very easy transition, because this is so much more gratifying. As much as we love playing, there's so much wonderful music out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of gratification in being able to communicate God's message of grace and salvation through music, and you can get in front of so many people. That video that you just mentioned, we released it at the very end of November, and there's already over 20,000 views of it. So
we're
absolutely ecstatic about how well it's been received. And you can also find a lot about us, keep up with us currently, not just on our website, but also we're on Facebook as well. You could just type in The Next Generation of Soul on your Facebook search box and find us that way too. Yeah, you, so I know that was a long-winded answer, but I hope it answers your question.
No, it definitely does. I mean, and I definitely want to chime in really quickly that I'm so glad that you, how you said that it really wasn't a difficult transition. When you have God in your heart, you're just trying to be obedient to what it is that He's called you to do, because so many times people feel that living right is hard, and it's not necessarily hard, it's just different than what you may have been used to. And so if you, anything that is worth having is worth working for. And so, you know, I definitely want to applaud you, because even though I know you said it really wasn't that difficult, I know you probably encountered some individuals that want to give you flack for leaving and for, you know, going to an entirely different genre, playing for different crowds, because a lot of times people get used to you, you know. And so when you leave and you're no longer available for them, sometimes you can catch flack for that. So I definitely want to applaud you for taking your own stand and just really following what you believe the Spirit was leading you to do, because that's what I refer to many times as just being divine intercession, you know, where the Spirit comes and it takes hold and it comes into play. And it's really at your, it's your decision whether or not you want to be obedient. And so for the listeners, if you're just now tuning in to Inspirational Talk with Tenille, my guest today is a songwriter as well as a member of Next Generation of Soul, Mr. Bob Marsilia. And I want to let you all know, if you want to get more information about Bob or his band, you can go to his website at www.nextgenerationalsoul.com. That's www.nextgenerationalsoul.com. And as he said, you can also find them on Facebook under Next Generational Soul. So go ahead and look them up on Facebook as well. I'm sure they'd be very ecstatic to hear from you. Now, Bob, moving on, I know you were talking about, like right now you guys are really pretty much in the studio, but and you've written a lot of different songs. So if you had one to choose, and I can imagine that choosing a song for a writer is the same as an author choosing one of their books if they've written multiple books, would you say that you had or have a favorite song thus far?
Well, that's a great question, Tenille. I think I would tell you that the very first song that I wrote, which is called I Gave It All Away, mm-hmm. which is autobiographical, is probably my favorite, although I really do like all the songs. I think that they all have an element of being autobiographical as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the first song, and it's such a happy song, and it's got a Caribbean feel to it. If I had to choose one song, I would say that's probably my favorite, but they're all very close seconds after that.
Wow. And you know what? That's so oxymoronic. The title is I Gave It All Away, but you said it's such a happy song. You would not think by hearing that title that it's a happy song. So could you just give us a little bit of insight as to what the song talks about?
Sure. You know, in this worldly existence that we're all you know, sort of dealing with, right, the human condition, there's so much pain, there's so much angst, there's so much worry about materialistic things, and once you come to the cross,
mm-hmm.
you literally and figuratively give that all away,
mm-hmm.
right? You
mm-hmm.
don't have time for that anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't have time for you know, pain in your life or heartache or any of that, because you know what the end result is. You know, once you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's a tremendous weight off your shoulders, and you don't have to carry any burden by yourself anymore, because
mm-hmm.
God's got pretty big shoulders. He's a pretty big God. So,
exactly.
You know, you give it all away to the one that can handle that burden,
mm-hmm.
and that's really what the song is all about, and how that's you know, there's an epiphany there when that moment happens. That's what that song is about. So it's about joy. It's just unbridled joy that comes upon you when the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within you.
Definitely. It just, when you were given the summary of the song, it really just brought to memory the scripture, I believe it's 1 Peter, where it says, cast your cares to him, for he cares for you. And that there is a joy in that, knowing that, you know, regardless of the stresses that this world may present, all of the different trials and tribulations you may endure, just to know that realistically, I don't have to really endure that. Yes, I have to go through the motions of it, but in terms of who it is that's carrying me through, he's greater than all of it. You know, and like you said, his shoulders are pretty big. They can carry it all. So I definitely agree with you wholeheartedly in the joy that it is to be able to give it all to God. And again, just really quickly for my listeners, if you all are just now tuning in, if you're just tuning in, you've missed a great interview thus far. I've been speaking with singer, songwriter, musician Bob Marsilia, and he's been discussing just pretty much a plethora of things, his music career, how he's transitioned from the secular to the Christian writing styles of writing, and we've discussed a lot. And again, for those of you who do not know, Bob is responsible for my intro music, which is I'm a Changed Man. And if you all have not had the pleasure of looking at that video, you can go to YouTube and then just keyword search I'm a Changed Man, Next Generation of Soul, and I'm sure that it will bless you the same way that it did me. And if you want more information about Bob or the band, you can feel free to visit their website at www.nextgenerationofsoul.com. That's www.nextgenerationofsoul.com. And also, don't forget, you can find them on Facebook under Next Generation of Soul as well. Now, Bob, we're just about, and I cannot believe this, but we're just about to the end of this interview. But one of the questions I always ask my guests is if you could leave the listeners any nugget of information, any tip, or just any last remarks that you would be able to have, what would they be?
Well, boy, that's a very interesting question. What I would say is that, you know, all the answers really can be found in the good book, right? And that's really where you begin. So if you haven't developed an intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, the days are truly getting short for all of us. So I think that once you take that step and have Christ in your life as Lord over your life, you know, everything else is going to fall into place.
There's no problem at all.
And so I think that's the most important message that I'm trying to communicate with our music and using whatever abilities and talents God has blessed me with. And I'm sure that I speak for the core members of our band, you know, Ricky Collins, the wonderful lead vocalist who is anchored in the faith, and Lenny Underwood. We're the kind of the three cornerstones of the band as far as the direction that we're going now. And I know I speak for them, too, because we're all speaking the same language, and that is as disciples of Christ. So we're trying to communicate his message best we can using whatever abilities God gave us through our music. And
I could not have said it any better myself. And, you know, for my listeners, it's nothing new. They know that the premise of this show really is just to help to encourage, inspire, empower those who have taken the time to tune in, because sometimes life can beat up on us pretty hard. Things can happen, and it's so easy for the enemy to try to take hold of our minds and get us discouraged, have us feeling disappointed and ready to give up. And so I really try my best to get guests on that are from various walks of life, regardless of whether they're authors or artists or entrepreneurs or business owners, what role they play, just as long as they are able to come on and provide some type of information to our listeners is really what I'm looking for. And, Bob, I definitely want to applaud you because you have definitely done that, and I want to thank you so much for doing so. And for my listeners, I know that you all have really appreciated hearing this interview. I may have had some musicians that have tuned in on today, and he gave you a little bit of insight into the musician's world and life, both on a secular end and once you transition over to a Christian end. So you don't just have to feel that the only way to survive in this industry is to play secular music. You can also play Christian music and still have the same joy, if not more, that you have playing secular. It's not the only way to go. You can still please God, play for God, and not have to compromise your morals, values, or your ethics. And so I'm actually going to do something that I rarely do, and I'm going to actually end our interview today on the entire song of I'm a Changed Man, which was written by Mr. Bob Marsilia. So, Bob, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on to Inspirational Talk with Tenille. Again, please, guys, go out, support him, support Next Generational Soul. Go to the website for more information, www.nextgenerationofsoul.com. That's www.nextgenerationofsoul.com. And remember, you can also find them at Next Generation of Soul on Facebook as well. Thank you all so much for listening. Enjoy this song, I'm a Changed Man. And until next time, stay inspired. Thank you. My all. Without him, you